Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. May I please have your zip code to better assist you?
My name is Mei Qing Zhou. I stay in Georgia, zip code 397. I have a question. Can I ask you? Because of my Discover car, and I forget it. Two stand and the charge me the $54.97. So I can the phone number is 855-440-2457, Florida. So can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir. Let me get an account pulled up for you just to confirm your zip code. I have 30097.
Yes.
And may I please have your first and last name?
First name, Meiching. Last name, Chou.
Thank you for that. And for security purposes, can you please verify your shipping address?
My shipping address, I don't know, because the credit card statement show me that the January 15 is the trend, TRENDYPROD 855-440-2457. I don't know which company.
Yes, sir. Well, I will be able to better assist you once I can get your account verified. Can you please verify your address for me?
My address?
Yes, sir.
2123 SOQUE, SOQUE River Drive, Duluth, Georgia, zip code 397.
Thank you for that. I have located your account.
And I'm sorry, I'm not your customer. I just I have questions is ask you. So you need my address. I say why?
Yes, sir. I've located your account for our pulse oximeter. You purchased it at the shipping cost of $6.95 as a welcoming gift to the Factory Direct Savings Store.
No. I don't need any. I just Discover credit card statement have this one charge me. The phone number this is the phone number. So I call you. I don't know. I forget I buy something. So can you tell me which one company?
Yes, sir. We are a third party call center that represents the pulse oximeter. Do you recall purchasing the pulse oximeter for the shipping cost of $7.95? I show here that it was delivered to your address on January the 20th.
The first one, the
$7.95.
What's it?
Yes, sir. Our terms and conditions stated that once you purchase the pulse oximeter for $7.95, you will be enrolled into a membership where you are billed $54.97, and you will also receive a voucher in the amount of $125 each month in your email to the Best Consumer Gadgets Club.
Which one?
I'm sorry, sir. I was having a hard time understanding you. Can you please repeat that for me?
I don't need that one membership. I don't need that. Can I cancel that one?
Per your request, I'll have your account canceled. This will prevent all future charges effective immediately. I do have a cancellation number available for you to write down. Just let me know when you are ready.
And I don't know what has the membership. I never did one membership. You understand. You know I'm English no good. I can touch in a lot of membership, you know.
Yes, sir, I do understand that, but when you purchased the pulse oximeter, that is what stemmed the membership. Do you recall getting the pulse oximeter in the mail on the 20th of January?
No, never.
Is your email address mccmegiechou@gmail.com?
Yeah, that's my email address.
And is your phone number 404-553-1026?
Yes.
Thank you for confirming that information for me. Is there anyone in your household who could have purchased this without your knowledge? Is there anyone in your household that could have ordered without your permission or without your knowledge?
Hold on. Maybe I need my friend transfer me. Hold on. I call back for you because I can understand that one.
Yes, sir. Well, is there anything further?
You have a translator service for me, Mandarin.
I'm sorry, sir. Can you please repeat that for me?
Translator.
Yes, sir. I do have a cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready.
Because I need a translator. Because you talk to me a lot, I can understand all. I need a translator Mandarin. I need a Mandarin Chinese service. Do you have?
No, sir. I do apologize. We do not have anyone that speaks Chinese.
Okay. A couple minutes, I call back for you. Hold on. Okay, I'll call back. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.